is Maren Lead at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, and I'm talking today with Vice President for Army Systems at Boeing, Brigadier General Retired Jamie Moran, also the former Program Executive Officer for Soldier Systems in the Army. General Moran, thanks so much for talking with us.
Well, it's my pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.
So you were a program manager for a couple of different programs and then the Program Executive Officer for Soldier Systems. You've had a wide array of experiences. What unique challenges do you see for procuring and fielding soldier systems as opposed to other programs, and why do you think that's the case?
Obviously, it's a very complex system, the DoD acquisition process, with the JSIDs, you know, on the requirements side and the DoD 5000 on the acquisition side. So when you look at how we buy major systems, for example, like the tank program, which I was a project manager for, or an air defense program, which I was a project manager for, the way we buy soldier systems is much different. And I think that creates a lot of work, chaos, and unnecessary expenditure of both time and dollars the way we are currently organized. And I've written a paper about it, as you know. So I'll give you an example. On the tank program, we had one requirements document. And we had a couple funding lines, you know, one to do with R&D and one with procurement and one with mods. But really, you know, it was the largest program in the Army at the time. And we had one requirements documents and, you know, two or three funding lines.
And one contract?
And one contract, exactly. Yeah. One contract and one. And the contractor had many subs.
Right.
General Dynamics, in this case, Land Systems. And obviously there's, you know, thousands of contractors, individual companies,
that make
piece parts, both at the second and third tier. So it's, even though GD had the contract, there's really thousands of companies that are involved in it. But we treated that as a system, and which, you know, the track pads, I'll come back to that, the armor, the cannon, the machine guns, the data sights, night sights, engine transmission, armor, et cetera, on there. All that was under one contract, and that's how we bought the system initially. There was some breakout later, but that's how it was initially procured and designed. Likewise, in my current company with the Army on Apache helicopters, you know, we have a contract to make Apaches, and obviously there's thousands of subcontractors and companies underneath that. The government does buy some of it, GFE, now that it's a mature system. But how does that contrast? There's two systems with the way we buy soldier equipment. And currently, at least there was when I was there, and I think it's almost 400 now, but there were 376 individual programs when I was a program executive officer for soldier. And each one of those had its own requirements document. And for anyone that's looked at the spaghetti of the JSIDS process about how requirements get approved, and then the other spaghetti chart on how that DoD 5000 acquisition worked, we actually create really a nightmare in management by the, now, do we make it work? Absolutely, because of dedicated people. But it's inefficient, it's effective, but it's certainly inefficient. So you take those 376, almost 400 requirements documents, and then you pair that with over, at least when I was there, and that's probably changed somewhat since then, 70 program elements. And each one of those program elements having scores of project numbers underneath them. So you imagine the matrix of 400 requirements documents matrixed into 70 program elements with hundreds of project numbers. Contrast that with the tank or the helicopter, which had one requirements documents, you know, two or three funding lines. And you can see, or at least I hope appreciate, what the difference is. What I tried to do while I was there, I have to admit, unsuccessfully. I mean, we all have things that you shoulda, woulda, coulda, wish we could have done. And I tried for over 4 years to get it changed. To get it changed to how the Army professed that future combat and the focus of fights would be. And that is on the strategic squad and platoon. And so my suggestion was to create a requirements document and structure for a strategic squad and platoon. And that individual requirements document could have 15 annexes if you wanted it, having to do with, you know, individual weapons, crew serve weapons, soldier protection, electronics, you know, whatever the categories. And then you would only have to staff that one requirements documents rather than literally hundreds of requirements documents through the system. And then you could resource it accordingly. And so I realized it was probably too big of a move on the funding side to reduce the number of funding elements, and that's again how DoD buys, you know, between other procurement army and weapons and combat track vehicles and operations and maintenance money, which some of was used to buy soldier equipment. So that's OMA, RDT&E, procurement and OPA money, for example, to create, take that 70 lines and reduce it to 12. So you'd have an R&D and a procurement line for each of the major categories, which would then be identified in that requirements document. And the idea was to simplify how we bought soldier equipment, and by the way, consistent with how we buy all other systems in the Army. So if the strategic squad and platoon is the centerpiece of how we're going to fight and win wars in the future, and you know, the Chief of Staff of the Army and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs has said that, it's not some acquisition guy saying, that's the lead warfighter for the Army and the DoD. And so I thought that would structure that system, the soldier system, consistently with how we buy everything else. Tanks, helicopters, for nuclear submarines, fighter airplanes. To give you an analogy, and I'll give you a couple of them, if we treated the tank program like we do soldier systems, the individual track pad, that little rubber thing on the bottom of the track, would be its own requirements document and its own separate funding line. We would never think of doing such a thing. Or the day sight or the night sight on the tank being its own requirements document and funding stream. We wouldn't think about that. It's all, we buy it as an integrated system. And then as it matures, you can break it out, you know, and the government can buy some of the piece parts separately, but that's how we go into it to design it to make sure it all works together and provides a system capability.
Well, General Rand, thanks so much for talking with us.
Well, it's been my pleasure.